AI is now a part of our daily lives. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Nir Isakovich, professor of philosophy and founding director of the Applied Ethics Center at the University of Massachusetts Boston, considers the impacts.
Artificial intelligence is quickly transforming the entertainment, business, and government sectors. From algorithmic viewing suggestions on Netflix to sentencing recommendations, there's hardly an area of our lives that isn't impacted. This trend has raised concerns about data privacy, safety, and even the entrenchment of biases. But I would like to talk about something else, how living with AI changes our sense of ourselves. Take our ability to make everyday judgments at work, like who to hire, who to fire, whether to approve a loan. These judgments are gradually being automated. But having good judgment, the ability to weigh particulars and reach a decision that balances them well, is an acquired skill. It's like exercise. You either use it or lose it. Are we automating ourselves out of the ability to make good judgments? Or take our appreciation for serendipity, things that happen by chance and come to mean a lot in our lives. Accidentally finding a book, a beautiful road, a weird show can open up exciting possibilities. Indeed, we often trace important developments in our lives to these serendipitous encounters. But the point of recommendation engines, like the ones that suggest what show we should binge on next, is to eliminate chance and its inherent inefficiency. What happens to serendipity in a world that runs on AI? Finally, think about ChatGPT, the system that will write a paper or create an image based on a description that you give it. That's exciting and can save a lot of time. But what does it mean for creativity? Is being creative the same as describing an idea and letting a machine do the tedious work of realizing it? Or is that tedious work somehow inherently valuable? These are big questions. We shouldn't let our excitement about AI blind us to their importance. We shouldn't innovate ourselves into something we can't recognize without thinking them through.
That was Nir Isakovich of the University of Massachusetts Boston. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.